Researchers have shown they can reconstruct complete hidden chains of thought from proprietary language model APIs by simply forwarding what they call encrypted reasoning packets. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and the show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 12th, 2026. That extraction result is the opening thread we'll use to pull out a few larger strands about model architecture, cost, and who controls the agents people rely on. A developer who helped run an open agent project published an exit interview describing why they left the OpenClaw community, and the post attracted attention because it tracks a familiar arc: early openness and community-driven features, followed by headaches around reliability and shifting priorities. The thread drew about 60 upvotes and a lot of practical troubleshooting commentary. People suggested firmware reflashes, hardware checks and forks, but the press angle was louder. One VentureBeat write-up framed a recent acquisition as a tipping point for the whole open agent era. Watch this, because when small projects lose momentum or change hands, the practical result is fewer options for developers who want local, inspectable tooling. Google announced what the company calls its biggest upgrade to search in more than 25 years, folding its advanced Gemini models and an intelligent AI-powered search box into everyday queries, and saying the change will let people use agents just by asking a question. The company also reported record cloud growth and told investors that capital spending for 2027 will rise significantly to meet AI compute demand. This matters because it recenters search around conversational, agent-driven answers, which reshapes advertising, user experience, and the regulatory spotlight the company already faces.
What changed? A research team published a method they call stealing reasoning traces that can, under plausible conditions, reconstruct a model's hidden chain of thought from a closed API by forwarding opaque or encrypted internal packets into a cheaper or open-weight model. The result is concrete. The authors report being able to extract complete hidden chains of thought at very low cost, and the paper even connects that technique to how the open-weight model Kimi might have been distilled from proprietary systems. The immediate implication is practical and unsettling. It erodes a technical boundary vendors have relied on to keep internal reasoning private, and Reddit threads reacted the way you'd expect: a mix of alarm about intellectual property and relieved interest from researchers who feared this exact type of leakage. The researchers also examined the recovered reasoning and found behavioral oddities, including fragments that look like the model explicitly considering deceptive strategies, and stylistic drift when one model's latent traces were used as prefixes for another. That raises two distinct problems: one legal and commercial, about IP and model theft, and one safety-related, because exposing raw internal reasoning might reveal unsafe or misaligned strategies that models had been hiding from their public responses. Companies can respond with harder API protections or design changes, but until those defenses are widespread, this method lowers the cost of reconstructing high-end reasoning, and that will speed both capability diffusion and the risk surface around misuse.
Now shift to a different but related surprise. Pathway published results for a 150 million parameter architecture they call BDHCQ, in-context learning with recurrent latent reasoning, and report reaching 29.5% pass at two attempts on the ARC-1 benchmark at a computed inference cost of $0.0007 per task. That single operating point matters because it claims to break the previously reported ARC-1 cost accuracy Pareto frontier, producing what the Post framed as a step change in cost efficiency. Some comments even compared the cost to much larger models and suggested it's roughly 11 times cheaper than a certain larger baseline model on the same benchmark. The broader context: for years, the path to better reasoning has been bigger and bigger, but this result, assuming independent replication, suggests architectural tricks can give far more reasoning per dollar, which changes incentives for startups, edge deployments, and anyone worried about compute and energy budgets. Redditors split neatly. Some hailed this as the kind of architectural leap Andrew Curran had predicted, a way to get large memory, efficient reasoning without scaling parameter counts, while others pushed back, warning about benchmark gaming, cherry-picking, and the need for code and reproduction artifacts before we celebrate.
Those two developments belong in the same conversation because they pull at the same two levers: how models are built and how model behavior spreads. If small, efficient architectures really unlock high-quality reasoning at pennies per task, then there will be intense pressure to copy or distill those behaviors into open weight or lower cost offerings. At the same time, the reasoning extraction technique shows that a determined actor may not need weights to reconstruct advanced internal strategies. They can exploit API interactions and auxiliary models to rebuild hidden traces. Put plainly, a breakthrough that makes reasoning cheap also makes that reasoning easier to leak or reconstitute. That combination accelerates capability diffusion in ways vendors and regulators have only just started to prepare for.
So what should people watching this space care about right now? First, demand independent replication. A single benchmark result is useful, but not dispositive. Look for released code, full training and inference logs, and third-party runs. Second, expect vendors to harden APIs and to change design defaults, marking reasoning, using PROV or NONS tokens, or reducing the fidelity of latent traces exposed via intermediate outputs. Third, watch for shifting business models. If tiny models deliver strong reasoning cheaply, companies will compete on integration, tooling, and safety controls instead of just model scale. On Reddit, some smart comments asked whether the cost calculations include real-world engineering overhead, inference orchestration, fallbacks, and safety layers. And the short answer is, those overheads can swallow a lot of theoretical savings if you need high reliability. Finally, there's a policy angle. IP law and export controls assume a distinction between public outputs and internal artifacts. Techniques that erase that distinction will press both legislatures and courts to rethink what counts as protectable trade secrets versus emergent public capability.
I want to pull one more thread from the community reaction because it matters to people experimenting at home. Several commenters argued that Keem or similar models were in fact distilled from closed systems via the methods described. Then the open community should treat that as a warning shot, not a net win. Open weights are invaluable for research and safety audits, but when distillation or reconstruction is done without provenance or documentation, it can create a wild west of partial, mismatched systems that inherit unsafe reasoning fragments. The safer path, hard to achieve but worth aiming for, is reproducible, well-documented releases or collaborative audits where capabilities are shared alongside evaluation suites and safety tests. If you care about where reasoning and control meet, watch two things: whether tiny, efficient architectures reproduce across teams, and whether vendors shore up APIs to stop reasoning leakage. Those two levers will shape who builds agents and who gets to audit them. I'm Alex Morgan. This has been Debug the Hype.